Okay, we're on Daf Papay tonight. So we're on Rosh Hashanah, page 25A, page 49, Chaf Hei Meralach. Everybody mute themselves, please. Okay? So I'll begin on the bottom line on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, 24B, page 48, the bottom line. Vanitin, Ma'asish Bo Shneim Mishnayim Va'amru, Renu Shachrit V'Mizrach. There was an incident. Tell me about, somebody didn't mute themselves. 1 second. All right. So, two Adim came and said, we saw the new moon. Was the question whether they saw the new moon or the old moon? Rashi's first shot is they saw the old moon. But then Rashi has another shot, they saw the new moon. But we'll see in a minute. It says, we saw it in the morning on the eastern horizon. Then we saw it in the evening on the western horizon. So in the evening, they're definitely seeing the new moon. The question is what they're testifying is to what they saw in the morning. But whatever they're testifying is to what they saw in the morning, it doesn't seem credible that they would see the moon, whether it's the old moon or the new moon, it doesn't seem credible they would see again the new moon at night. It says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, Eidei Shekarim. Rabbi Yochanan says that they're a bunch of liars, so you have to ignore their testimony. Shebau liYavne, Kiblan Rabbi Gamliel. When they came to Yavne, Rabbi Gamliel accepted them as Eidim. So, there's two ways to understand this, and we'll see in the Gemara. Either it means that Rabbi Gamliel thought it is possible to see the moon in the morning and then see it in the evening, or he felt it was impossible, but he felt that his only testimony he requires is the testimony in the evening. In fact, whatever they testify, what they saw in the morning, that's like it could be that they're testifying, you know, that they saw a cat. You know, it was, that's irrelevant. Now, according to his cheshbon, the moon was expected that evening, so he accepted that testimony. Okay, that's one incident, and we'll talk more in the Gemara about this. Va'od, ba'ushnayim ba'amru, in addition to which, another incident, two Adam came and testified, re'inu bizmano, uvalel iburo lo nireh. We saw it, in other words, they come and testify, we saw it bizmano, means it was on the night of the 30th. Or it might be the day of the 30th, but they saw it on the 30th. But then, Valel Ibro, the following evening, lo reinu. It's not clear who didn't see it on the following evening, whether it's the Adam or nobody saw it. It was like a clear sky, nobody saw it that evening. He says, so in other words, strange, they're saying we saw it, and then nobody sees it the next night. He says, the Kiblan Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel accepted them as Adam. Now, we'll come to see that this is talking about Elul. It's talking about the Mekadesh the Chodesh for Rosh Hashanah. And he was Mekabel them, meaning he declared what would have been the 30th day of Elul. He's declaring his Rosh Chodesh and it's Rosh Hashanah. It says, Amar Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas. Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas said, Eidei Shekarhein. He says, these guys are you know, liars. He says, how could they testify that a woman gave birth and the next day, her stomach is so big, it's like between her teeth. It means, here they're saying they saw the new moon, and then the following evening, it's clear nobody sees the new moon. It says, Amar lo Rabbi Yoshua. So Rabbi Yoshua says to Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas, Roeni et Varecha. I think you're 100% right. I think they are Eidei Sheker. So Shalach lo Rabbi Gamliel. So Gamliel sent Rabbi Yoshua, goes Rani Alech Shtavo Etzliv Chav Ma'otecha, So, if Rosh Chodesh, i.e. Rosh Hashanah, is not on the what would have been the 30th of Elul, it has to be the next day. So, Mamela, there's a different cheshbon that Rabbi Yeshua has and Rabbi Gamliel has. So, Rabbi Gamliel declared, you know, let's assume that the 30th day was Monday. So, he declared Monday to be Rosh Hashanah. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, it should have been Tuesday. So as a result of that, the days for Yom Kippur is different as well. So Shalach lo Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Gamliel sent a message to Rabbi Yeshua, goes Rani Alecha, I'm like directing you to Tavo Esli b'Machtelcha b'Ma'otecha b'Yom Kippur Shkoliyo b'Cheshboncha. I summon you to come before me with your staff and your money bag on the day that you calculate Yom Kippur. So in other words, the day that you calculate Yom Kippur is the day that I calculate the day after Yom Kippur. So on that day, I want you to come with your staff and your money. So the halachum and so Rabbi Akiva mates there. So now the Gemara is going to have a question, who found who? But Maskana is going to be that Rabbi Akiva found Rabbi Yeshua, that he was very distressed. So Amarlo, so Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Yeshua, Yesh Lamon Zachut, Shkumasha Sarang Gamliel Asui. I could say that whatever Rabbi Gamliel did is like binding. In other words, like, you know, Zorkbish, don't worry about it. He says, Shinemar, Elamo de Hashem, Mikrai Kodesh, Shashikruotam, these are the Moedim Ashatikruotam. You should, you know, declare them. Bain Bismanan Bain Shlob Bismanan, Elimoadore Ella Eli. In other words, the Pasuk is saying, Ashtikruotam. Once the Bezdin declares that that's the Yantiv, join, that's the Yantiv. Follow it to Rabdosa ben Horakinas. Then Rabbi Shua came to Rabdosa ben Horakinas, who was like his friend. They were on the same page, so they thought they were Ede Sheker. Amarlo, and he, Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinah, said, Rabbi Yeshua, Imbanon laduna kar beiti nosher Rav Gamliel, if we're going to second guess the Bezdin of Rav Gamliel, shikhon laduna kar ko beitin a beitin, shaman Moshe Avir Akshav, then we have to, you know, reconsider every holding of every Bezdin from Moshe Rabbeinu till now. Shineamar, Vayal Moshe Aron Adav of Yehu b'shvim b'zikna Yisrael. Pasuk says that Moshe and Aaron, Nazan of Yehu, and 70 of the Zekanim, went up to Har Sinai. The Lamalona Parshu Shmotam Shekanim. Why are the names of the 70s of Canaan not specified? El Lamej, Choshosho Shamdu Beit Din El Yisrael, to teach you that any three people who subsequently, you know, are joined together as a Bezdin, Arehu Kibeit Din or Shamoshe. It's like the equivalent of Bezdin of Moshe, meaning that you can't say, since they're not named, you can't, in other words, if they were named, you say, well, you don't compare it to Aaron, you don't compare it to Nazman of you, you don't compare it to this. But since they're not named, to every Bezdin, I could say that they're like, you know, equivalent to them. Now, Talmach Lomo Telviado, so Yeshua took his staff and his money bag, it was money in his hand, Balachli Yavne through Gamliel, Yom Shekhal Yom Kippur Liyom Cheshbono. He went to Rabbi Gamliel on the day that he had calculated was Yom Kippur, that he, Rabbi Yeshua, thought was Yom Kippur. Amad Rabbi Gamliel Neshekhovar Osho, Rabbi stood up, he kissed him on his head. Amarlo, Bo b'shalom, Rebbe v'talmidi. Come in peace, my Rebbe and my Talmud. Rebbe b'chachma, you're my Rebbe in chachma, he says to Rabbi Yeshua. V'talmidi, shekibal tavor, you're my Talmud, you accepted what I wanted to say. Now, let me just pause for a few minutes, say a couple of things, then we'll go on. So the first is that Rabbi Gamliel is living right after the Purim Beis HaMikdash. So he, in particular, was important to have, you know, rabbinic authority, especially at that time, always important. But now there's no Beis HaMikdash. He's concerned that there be should be authority, and that. And then also, it's like some of the Mefarshim ask, why did he only summon Rabbi Yoshua? He didn't summon Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas. In other words, they both held they were Ede Sheker, but it only summons Rabbi Yoshua to appear before him, not Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas. So one answer I saw is that Rabbi Yeshua was an Av Bezdin. So it's more, like more, you know, you have to more, you know, fear of like undermining the authority if the Av Bezdin is cholek with you than if somebody, you know, else is cholek with you. And the other issue that I saw also, and this Rav Kahati quoted this, and I think in the Arsul they had, maybe not this last one, he said that Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas was very elderly, maybe he didn't want to like give him a lot of service with the whole thing. All right, now the Gemara is going to elaborate more on this, but let me pause for a minute and take some questions, comments, and thoughts. So who's got questions, comments, or thoughts?
I do. I do.
What do you got? Who is
when
it
you
first?
Have,
what do
you got? Yes, hello. When you have something that's questionable, you saw it in the morning, the equivalent to the cat, I assume that if they accept their edus, it's because they have no one else who doesn't have a little blight on their edus. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, these are the edim that showed up, and so he certainly can't have somebody who's apostle edus testifying. That you cannot have somebody who's apostle edus, but they showed up. And they were testifying where he, Rabbi Gamliel, had, according to his cheshbon, he had a cheshbon about when the molad would be. So
then they corroborated
their testimony was in accordance with his cheshbon. So he so that's the edus that he accepted. The other, we'll see in the minute, the Gemara is going to elaborate more on this. So let's just wait a few more lines, and then we'll take some more questions on this. Okay. Okay. Any other?
So Rabbi Gamliel over here, he kissed him and he said that you were my student because you accepted my words.
Right.
The person would accept some of these words as considered a student?
In other words, a Talmud is subordinated to the Rebbe, right? In other words, a Talmud accepts what the Rebbe says. You know, somebody who's either the Chaver could be cholik with you, but you accepted it. So you were, but that's what he meant.
So the reason that they said that Rabbi, that you're my teacher, was but you're rising. But what do you mean?
I mean, why did he call him Rabbi? Yeah. So obviously, it's a tremendous compliment that he says Rabbi. That the saying that you're a big Talmud Chacham. I don't know. Like later on, the Gemara is going to have more of an elaboration on this. But I saw, I think in the art school they quoted, it's not clear what he learned from Rabbi Yeshua. I will say, and maybe all of you recall that eventually. You know, there were other incidents where Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel sort of ran into one another, and eventually the Gemara in Brachot says they deposed Rabbi Gamliel. Like there were three incidents, and so this is one. Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. Now,
one second. This whole passage here with Rabbi Gamliel kissing Rabbi Yehoshua on his head, is this with out of respect and love for his disciple? Is this typical of the behaviors into play?
I mean, this was like this was a potentially, you know, very divisive topic. If a big Talmid Chacham like Rabbi Yehoshua would say Yom Kippur is day B, and Rabbi Gamliel says Yom Kippur is day A. It's going to cause a lot of disunity. So I'm sure, like, he kissed him. He was grateful that he was machnia himself, that he subordinated himself. And in essence, by his action, he's saying, we only have one Yom Kippur and one
Rosh Hashanah. I think she's asking about the kiss.
Oh, the kiss? What about the kiss?
About the interplay between them. You know, this is an informality. Is this kind of typical of Gemara behavior?
In the Middle East. Did you hear that?
No.
Odate says that's how we do it in the Middle East, Odate says.
Thank him from me.
Okay, I'm going to go on. Okay, everybody mute themselves. Mute again. Okay? Okay.
Rabbi, didn't they get a chance over there? You would not have accepted and agreed. Now you have
Wait, 30 lines. We'll come back. Okay? Yeah. Okay, the sixth wide line on Chaf Hayam and Aleph. Okay? So the Gemara says, Tanya, we learn in the Braisa, Amar Lam Rabbi Gamliel Chachamim, Rabbi Gamliel. So again, this is where the Adam come, and they say, "This is the where." And they said, "This is the first case where we." They said we saw it in the morning in the east, and in the evening we saw it in the west. So Rabbi Yochanan and Nuri said they're Eidei Sheker, and then Rabbi Gamliel accepted it. So Tanya Marlon Rabbi Gamliel Chachamim, Kach Mekulan Beit Abi Abba. My misora from my father's house is as follows. Pamim Shabbat Arucha, Pamim Shabbat Ksara. Sometimes it takes the moon, i.e. the moon takes a longer route, and sometimes it takes a shorter route. The implication would be, now, again, so there's two ways to understand the Gemara Rashi had. Either that they testified they saw the old moon in the morning and the new moon in the evening. There's a difference between the old moon and the new moon, and there was like where the concavity is. Now, the Gemara previously learned that there's at least 24 hours between one moon and another moon. So if that was the Gemara in Daf Chav. So there's 24 hours between one moon and another moon. They can't have seen one in the morning and one in the evening. So, okay, please just wait 20 lines and I'll come to you, okay? Okay. So the Gemara says, so one way to understand this Gemara is that he's saying, Pamim Shabbat Baruchah, Pamim Shabbat Iksarah. Sometimes the moon could show up sooner than on other times. That would be one way to understand it. Or the other way to understand it is not that way, and to say that they quoted from the Me'iri. Let me just look again. One second. Yeah. He said, So in Achinami, that the two testimonies are irreconcilable. In other words, I can't reconcile the sighting in the morning and the one in the evening. But Rabbi Gamliel only needed the one in the evening. The one in the morning was irrelevant to him. So he disregarded it. And this statement about Pamim Shabbat Baruchah, Pamim Shabbat Iksara is an unrelated statement. And it's not talking necessarily about the two moons, like the old moon and the new moon. It's talking about the length of each cycle of the moon. In other words, the time between one molad and another molad. That would be another way to learn the Gemara. So, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, my time to be Rebbe. So Rabbi Yochanan says, what's the reason for the household of Rebbe? It really means like Rabbi Gamliel. The Chiv, Asaya Reich Lamoadim, Hashem created the moon for the holidays. Shemesh Yadam Vo, as far as the sun is, it means an observer knows like when it's coming. He says, Shemesh Udiyadam Vo, then there's a sun, you can calculate when it's coming, when it's going, and sunrise, sunset. He says, Yareach Yadam Vo, the sun, the moon, not so perfect. Okay, now, Rabbi Chia, Chazi L'Sira, Davakai B'Tzafra, D'Yasrim B'Tisha. Rabbi Chia saw the moon on the morning of the 29th. Now, it's going to come out, I think the way Rashi learns, this was, again, with Elul, so the morning of the 29th of Elul. He says, Shakal Kala Patafe. He took a clod of dirt and threw it at the moon. So he says, Amar, he said, in the evening, we need to be Mekadesh you. In other words, I want to be Mekadesh you. In other words, I want to have a sighting of the moon tonight, which would be the 30th, which would be Leil Rosh Hashanah. I want people to be able to see the moon tonight. And the reason it was important that they see the moon tonight on the 30th, Rashi says, because there's a cheshbon that we don't want Yom Kippur to come out on a Friday or a Sunday. So unless we're Mekadesh it now, we're going to be in problems. So after time at Hafa, and I see you the moon are here, Zili Chasei, go and hide yourself, moon. So it means, so Rashi says that sometimes, like if Adam would show up, like the Beis Din can be ma'ayim them, they can intimidate them, like to push them in a direction that they wanted to go. So he wanted to be Mekadesh, he wanted there to be a Kiddush of the Chodesh and then of the year based on a sighting that evening. Okay, Amalei Rebbe to Rebbe Chia, Rebbe said to Rebbe Chia, Zila Ein Tav, the Kachi Liartha. He says, I want you to go to Ein Tav and be Mekadesh the Areas there. So this, he says, in this instance, he was afraid they had seen the old moon. One way, one shot is, they had seen the old moon on the 29th. And he nevertheless wanted to, Rebbe wanted to be, this is a different incident. This is Rebbe's living at the, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So Rebbe says, Rebbe Chia, Zil Ein Tav, go to Ein Tav, which is location, and be Mekadesh the Areach, and be Mekadesh the moon. In other words, that the people had seen the old moon today. So I don't want them like giving me a whole Hakmi and Chinik if I'm Mekadesh the moon, presumably, you know, tomorrow. So go to Ein Tav, be Mekadesh the Areach, Bishalachli Simana, Davin El Chesel Chai B'Kayam. So me, a Simon that you did it, you'll say the message will be Davin El Chesel Chai B'Kayam. Now, the alternative shot is nothing to do with seeing the moon on the 29th. It's just that the Romans had made, persecution that they're not free. The Beis Din is not free to be Mekadesh Levana. So he said, you know, go serve Tish Tzvi Ein Tav, to meet a Beis Din there, be Mekadesh the Chodesh, and send me the Siman, you Mekadesh it, David Melech Sil Chai B'Kayam. And Rashi explains, what's the Siman? So Rashi says, look at the Rashi, it's 10 lines above where it gets wide. David Melech Israel, Nimshal Kalavana, Shnei Marbo, Kisoka, Shemesh Negdi, Kereach Yikon Olam. That the monarchy of David is compared to the moon. So he says, David Melech Sil Chai B'Kayam, that'll be like a code that the Mekadesh the Areach. All right, Tana Rabbanan, we learned the Braisa, Hamachat Nitkashu Shemayim Babim. Once the skies were filled with clouds, the moon seemed to appear on the 29th of the month. So everybody thought, so today, now 20, never Mekadesh the 29th, but everybody thought we should be Mekadesh the 29th. He says, Uvikshu Beit Din Mekadesho, and the Beis Din wanted to Mekadesh it. So Amar Rav Gamliel, Rav Gamliel said to them, this is my Mesorah from my father's house. There's never less between one molad and another molad than 29 and a half days. There was 29 days, 12 hours, and then 2/3 of an hour and 73 chalakim. Now, there's 1,080 chalakim in an hour. So it comes out when you convert it all into chalakim, it's Tashsag Chalakim. Tashsag is 793 Chalakim. Each Chalak is around approximately 3.5 seconds. So he says, my story is that between one molad and another molad has to be at least 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 Chalakim. Bo Toayom made to Emo Shal, but please just wait 3 pitches. Okay, please, Odeid, I don't need help. Okay? Okay, now he says, "Votoyom meita imo shel ben Zaza." So on that day, the mother of ben Zaza passed away. Now, the way Rashi learns, this was Erev Rosh Hashanah. That was so. In other words, today is the 29th of Elul. They wanted to be mekadesh 20th of Elul. So he was going to say, we're not going to be mekadesh 29th. You're not going to do less than 29 and a half. The new molad has to be at least 29 and a half days. You see the moon, I'm disregarding that. It's got to be at least 29 and a half days. We're going to mekadesh it tomorrow at the earliest. So that day that everybody wanted to be mekadesh Levana was a hesped. It was a funeral that day, the mother of Ben Zaza. Bespeed Ron Galil hesped gadol. And Ron Galil gave a big hesped for her. Because lo b'nei sh'ru'i l'kach, not that she was ru'i to have such a large hesped, So everybody would know. In other words, if today is Yontif, obviously we're not going to have Hespedim. So, or if today is Rosh Chodesh, we're not going to have Hespedim. But Rav Galil wanted to know, make clear to everybody, today is a zero day in terms of Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Hashanah. And maybe I give a bit of Hesped for her. All right. Let me pause for a second and we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay. Daniel Odeid, what do you have? Anybody for me?
So from Shammai, it must have been that she was worthy. Nothing happens just by coincidence.
You mean
she
the Cheshbon and Shammai? All right, this I don't know. All right. Anything else? Anybody in the cyber's world? Odeid, do you want to say something?
I just wanted to show you an example of today, that the moon, you know, today we are 27.6. At this moment, we're 27.6 days.
It's a sliver.
Oh. But the 28th, between the half 28th until 29th, you're not going to see anything.
Okay, that's in accordance with what the Gemara says.
Huh? Yeah, I follow the moon. It's
the real moon. Wasn't the daytime that we saw facing one way, facing the other way?
If it's an old moon and a new moon, then they would face different directions. If it's the new moon, then it's going to be the same direction. All right.
Can you repeat what Odeid just asked?
Odeid just showed a picture from his smartphone of like the sliver of the moon, the way it looks now, and the way and then he was saying that you know you have the old moon and then the new moon. Anyway, all right, and then Sal was saying
which is really the same
old moon.
Moon
faces in a different direction than the new moon.
Right. Not allowed to say that.
All right, I'm gonna move on. All right, okay, we're 10 lines from the bottom of Chafeh and Aleph. All right. Now, the Gemara says, Halach Rabbi Akiva, Halach Umitza'o Rabbi Akiva Meitzer B'chuli. So Rabbi Akiva went and found him that he was in distress. So Ibailu Mi Meitzer, who was in distress? Rabbi Akiva Meitzer, Rabbi Yeshua Meitzer. Now, from the context of the story, it sounds like obviously Rabbi Yeshua would be the one in distress because he's the one that was just summoned before Rabbi Gamliel. But, and what I saw in the quote in the arts world is that if you look in from one of the Mepharshim that well, the subject of everything in the Mishnah is Rabbi Yeshua. So, like Rabbi Yeshua goes here, Rabbi Yeshua goes there, he speaks this. Then Halakha Mitzvah Rabbi Akiva Meitzer. So it is those words, the way it's framed, would be susceptible to interpretation. And Rabbi Yeshua went and found Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva was in a state of distress. So the Gemara asks, who was in distress? Me Meitzer, Rabbi Akiva Meitzer, Rabbi Yeshua Meitzer. So Tashma, we're going to learn from the Brice, and the Brice will clarify for us. He says, the Tani, we learn the Brice, Halakha Rabbi Akiva, we saw Rabbi Yeshua Kshumetzer, that the rice is mefurish, that Rabbi Akiva found Rabbi Yeshua was in a state of distress. Amar lo Rabbi, nima tametzer. He says, Rabbi, how come you're so distressed? Amar lo Akiva, ra'ui lo shipo lemitzer shnei masar chodesh, ve'agzor lav gzerizu. I'd prefer to be like bedridden for 12 months, not to have this gzerah to appear on my cheshbon Yom Kippur before Rabbi Gamliel. Amar lo Rabbi, tarshin lomar lefanecha devar chach lematani. So he says, Rabbi, permit me to say something that you taught me. Amar lo amor. He says, fine, say it. Amar lo harehu omer atem atem atem. Now, in the Pesukim in Parshas Emor, somebody needs to mute themselves. In the Pesukim in the Pesukim Parshas Emor, where it says, Moadei Hashem, asher tikru'u otam mikrai kodesh. That be to it, there are three Pesukim, which says Moadei Hashem, and it says Tikru'u Otam. Now, Otam is spelled Chaser. There's no Vav in it. So I could read it Atem, Tikru'u Atem. So Chazal of a drasha, this is the drasha that Rabbi Akiva is repeating to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua taught it to Rabbi Akiva. Amarlo Reyomer Atem 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 Shlosha Pamim. It says three times Atem, meaning Atem Afilu Shogim. In other words, you the Bezdin, if you declare a day Rosh Chodesh, so even if you were a Shogim, you made a mistake, you made an error, so that's still a binding decision. Atem Afilu Mezidin, even if intentionally you thought for some reason, like we can declare some other day Rosh Chodesh, that's also binding. He says, Atem Afilu Mutin, even if you were misled, like you had a day Sheker, that's also binding. So Belashonaza Amarlo, so then Rabbi Gamliel said to him, Akiva Nichamtani, Nichamtani, Akiva, you comforted me, you comforted me. In other words, that the decision, Rabbi Gamliel, is an effective decision, even if you have a chesh, but not this way. It's a little similar to, I'm sure you remember, like the Gemara in a Makot, is about the Chachamim, and they saw a shual on the coming out from Beit Katshe Kadashim, and then Rabbi Kiva says words of Nechama to them, and so they say, Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva Nichamtanu. So here, Rabbi Yeshua says to him, Akiva Nichamtani, Nichamtani, you've comforted me. All right, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we've done so far? All right, let's move on. Now, we're 6 lines from the bottom on Chathei Amar Aleph. Baloitsa Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas Mehulei. So he comes to Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas, who also felt with him that these were lying Edom. And Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas said in the Mishnah, if you're going to second guess Rabbi Gamliel, then you'll be in a position where you'll have to second guess every Bezdin from the time of Shrabenu. And that's not the way to do it. He says, Tan Rabbanan, why were the names of the Zakenim not specified in the Torah? He says, and the Zakenim are the members of the Sanhedrin. Person shouldn't say he lives, he's got a rav, and he's not so enthused with this rav. So the person shouldn't say ploni kamosh of Yaron. He's like Moshe and Aaron. He says, Ploni Kenadav Aviyu, he's like Nadav and Aviyu. Ploni Ke'eldad Amedad. In other words, he doesn't cut it. He's not up to them. He says, Va'omer. So this way, the Torah leaves it unsaid. So you say that, yeah, he is up to them. He says, Va'omer, Vayom Shmuel La'am. Shmuel says to the nation, let's say for Shmuel, Hashem Asher Asad Moshe V'Yararon. He's Hashem who designated Moshe and Aaron. Va'omer, in other words, Shmuel is going through the different leaders of Klal Yisrael. This is where he has his whole speech to Klal Yisrael. You ask to have a melech, a king. So he goes through and he says what you've had in the past. He says, Hashem sent you Rubal, Bedan, and Yiftach. We have Shmuel. So he mentioned 6 people here, right? We have Moshe and Aaron. We have Yerubal, Bedan, Yiftach, and Shmuel. Yerubal is a Gidon. Yerubal, that's Gidon. He contended, he fought with the Baal. Now, if you remember in Chumash, his father, it was Gidon ben Yoash. So Yoash had built a Mizbeach for the Baal, and Gidon came and destroyed the Mizbeach. And the people in the town, they were all ready to address the issue with Gidon and not in such a favorable fashion. So Yoash, Gidon's father, said that, like, Yarav Bo Abal, let the Baal fight his wars. In other words, that's what he says. So there it comes out that, so they called him Yerubal because Yarav Bo Abal, let the Baal fight with it. But here the Gemara says he's called Yerubal for some Rebaim Abal, that he, Gidon, contended with the Baal. So they quoted that the Marsha says that initially he was called Rubal for that reason, but afterwards took on a different connotation. Bedan to Shimshon. Bedan is a reference to Shimshon. Belamanik Roshmo Dan, Bedan, Da'afim Dan. In other words, Bedan is a short form for Ben Dan. That's what they had one of the parts of the article recorded that way. Yiftach Kamashmo. Yiftach is his name. Turn page, the top line on the Chatham Abbas. The Omer, and the Pasuk says, Moshev Yaroma Chowanav Ushmo B'Korei Shemo. So Rashi learns, this Pasuk teaches us. This is what we say in Lecha Dodi, right? He says,
"Right in egg."
Yeah. So, right in Lechu Naranana. So he says on the top line in Rashi, or maybe then not that parak, but we say in Kabbalah Shabbat. Vomer b'sefer tilim Moshe b'Aaron b'chona, b'shul b'korei shemo, k'rim l'shem hu yanim. B'reish shakal tov Shmuel Moshe b'Aaron. The pasuk equates Shmuel to Moshe b'Aaron. U'v'tuvim ha'rishon u'v'tuv Yerubal b'dan v'yiftach in Moshe b'Aaron Shmuel, so shakalim im shlosha chamorim. So if Moshe and Aaron and Shmuel are in one category, then Yerubal and Shimshon and Yiftach are in a different category. Or Gidon and Shimshon and Yiftach are a different category. So back in the Gemara, he says on the second line, so Shakalak to Shoshak Halei Olam to Shoshak Hamori Olam. The Pasuk seems to equate, it was the Pasukim that Shmuel says, seems to equate like the lesser figures with the greater figures. Lomar lecha, Yerubal b'doro k'moshe b'doro, that Yerubal, he was the Shofei. But in his generation, he's like Moshe. In other words, not that he's on the same level as Moshe, but if you're in that generation, you have to defer to him like you would defer to Moshe Rabbeinu in his generation. B'dan b'doro, and B'dan, which is Shimshon in his generation, to Aaron b'doro, like Aaron in his generation. And here's the famous line, Yiftach b'doro k'shmuel b'doro. Yiftach in his generation is like Shmuel in his generation. In other words, Yiftach was one of like the lesser shoftim, but in his generation, he's like Shmuel in his generation. Lamedcha shafil kal shebekalin, that even if a person is like not on such a high level as other leaders, but in mana parnasa letzibur, and he was appointed to be a leader on the tzibur, hareyu kabir sha'aba abirim, he's like the greatest leader. Means in terms of the deference and the obedience that people have to give them. The Omer, and the Pasuk says, Ubatala Kohanim Leviim, Yela Shofeta Shiyah Bayamim Mahim. It says, you'll go to the Kohanim Leviim and the Shofet that will be in those days. This is talking about if you have a question in a halacha, so you'll go to the Shofet, the judge, in your days. He says, Bechitala Darka Shadam Holeches Lahadayan Shloya Biyamab. If you think somebody's going to a Dayan who's in the cemetery, he's not going to go to a Dayan in the cemetery. What do you mean to go to the Shofet Biyamav? Ha'ein l'cha l'leich ala eitzel Shofet Biyamav. Meaning, it's saying that that Shofet, he's the one you have to defer to. You're not living in the time Moshe and Aaron. This is who you have to defer to him. V'omer, al tamar mehaya sheyamim ha'rishonim ha'yutu b'me'ed. The Pasuk says, don't say, oh, like the earlier days were better than these days. He says, if you look in Rashi, five lines from, or the fourth narrow line, the Pasuk says, you're not asking from Chachma when you say that. Lefisha Dorot Yutovim Sadikim and Achronim. Lefisha Yuayimim Rishim Tovim Me'ela. Sheev Shershu Achronim Kirishonim. In other words, this is where you live. It can't be like there used to be in the old days. It's like, you know, if a Rishonim Kibalachim, I don't Kibnei Adam. If the Rishonim were like Malachim, we're like Bnei Adam. If the Rishonim Kibnei Adam, I don't Kachamorim. And if the Rishonim are like Bnei Adam, we're like Chamorim, like donkeys, look Chamroshel, Repinchas Ben Yair. That's what the Gemara says. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far?
Just seems to bring up the Noach issue again, but that's for another day.
What do you mean, the Noach issue? You mean the what?
Tzadik b'dorot tav.
Right. Well, that's more how Noach would compare another generation. In other words, but
that's what we say.
What?
No, I was going to say on Yontif, we say when we end many of the paragraphs, we say Akedas Yitzchak. What do we say? Barachamim Tiska. So when we say Barachamim Tiska, so what you're trying to say is that don't look at the generation that's today. In other words, you can't compare us to Akedas Yitzchak. We're asking, we're conjuring up the voice to Akedas Yitzchak. We're saying Barachman Tiska because we don't cut it.
I got it. All right. Let's just finish the parak and then we'll pause and then we'll go on. Okay, so we're at the two dots. Now Talmachlomo Tabiado. So he, Rabbi Yeshua, took his staff and his money biado. So Tana Rabbanan came in Shura Oto Omeid Amad Mikiso. So the Brisa elaborates more than the Mishnah had. The Brisa says, "When Gamliel saw Rabbi Yeshua Amad Mikiso, he got up from his chair." In other words, like you get up for somebody who's you're giving deference to. So he's standing up for Rabbi Yeshua. He says, "Unishakko Arosho," and he kissed him on his head. He says, "Amarlo Shalom Alecha Rabbi B'Tami Din." like shalom to you, my Rebbe and my Talmud. Rebbe, Shlomatani Tov Rabim, you taught me Torah publicly. It's not clear what Torah he taught publicly to him. But Talmidi, Shani Gozer Lechik Zeh Rabba Tamakaima, this is what you would ask. Who would ask me about the Talmud? Was it Fern or were you Ruth or Daniel? Okay. This is the Talmidi, Shani Gozer Lechik Zeh, I decree, make a decree or an edict. He says, Va Tamakaima, and you comply with it. Kitamid, like a Talmud. Ashrei Ador, Shagidolim Nishmaim Lektanim, fortunate is the generation that Gedolim, you know, show obedience or subservience to the Ketanim, Kavachomer, Ketanim, the Gedolim. Kavachomer, the Ketanim should show obedience to the Gedolim. So the Gemara, that's the end of the Braisa. So the Gemara says, Kavachomer, Chiyuvahu. What do you mean, Kavachomer, the Ketanim should, the Ketanim are obviously required to show obedience to the Gedolim. Ella, Mitoch, Gedolim, Nishmaim, the Ketanim. If the Gedolim are showing obedience to the Ketanim, no, sim ktanim kavachomer v'asim. The ktanim will judge it as a kavachomer, but not that it's like objectively that it's a kavachomer, because obviously they have to, you know, show obedience. Hadron lachim einan makirim. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
That was a quick para.
All right. Now, all right, we're on to the next para. Now, the next Mishnah seems like a continuation of the previous para, and it's hard to understand what the Mishnah is doing here, because the next para, we're getting into the din of the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Just this Mishnah seems out of place because it's still talking about the Adim with the new moon. So I don't know the answer to this question. Okay, now, but the question's asked. He says, Ra'u Beitin B'chol Yisrael. Now, if the Beis Din saw the new moon, and everybody saw the new moon. Now, the way the Gemara is going to explain, there's two cases in the Mishnah. The first is Ra'u Beitin B'chol Yisrael, the Beis Din saw it and all Yisrael. That's case A. And then, or case B, Nechkuru ha'edim, where the edim were interrogated, below his speaking lomar makudish at shechashecha, and the bezin wasn't able to say makudish before nightfall came. So once it's nightfall, then the bezin only meets during the day. So in other words, so nightfall came before they could pronounce makudash. He says harezem ubar. So Tana Mishnah says under those circumstances, so they're not going to be makudish the day. So this is day 30. We want to make it the first day. So it's not. Now, the previous month's got 30 days, and you'll have some Kaddish tomorrow. Case two. Ra'u Beitin Bilvad. Let's say the Beis Din alone saw the new moon. Yeah. Now, the Gemara is going to explain, we don't know this yet, that the Beis Din saw the new moon at night. The Beis Din saw the new moon at night. Somebody had asked me this before about the Beis Din seeing it. You, Fern, you asked me, who asked me about this? Anyway, the Beis Din saw the new moon at night, or maybe it was Bob Zasper, I think. He says, Ra'u Beitin Bavad, Yamdu Shnayim V'ya'idu B'fneihem. So the next day, two of them should stand up and give Eidus, Yomru Mekudash Mekudash. And then the Beis Din will declare it to be Mekudash. Okay, now, the third case, Ra'u Shlosha V'hein Beitin. Let's say the three Dayanim saw it, and they're the Beis Din. Yamdu Shnayim V'yoshiv Mechavareim Esal Yachid. So then, two should testify. Now I only have one left over. He says, I'm sorry. So the one that remains is going to have to take other colleagues to join him. Esal Yachid, V'yidu B'fneihem, V'yomru Mekudash Mekudash, Sheni Yachid Ne'eman Al Yedei Atzmo. Means one person can't be the Beis Din, and we'll explain the halacha in the Gemara. All right? All right. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? All right, let's go on.
Yes.
Now,
I had a question. Why do we say that? I mean, if Elamo Adeya Shamashai Chikruba Otamba Moadam is so important, why can't they work at night?
That's the din in Torah. The Torah, it's a limud from the Torah. We'll see in the Gemara that that's a halacha. Person doesn't meet at night. Okay, now.
Obviously, if you have a bedin of three people and two of them witness, they get up, so there's only one left over.
Right.
So therefore, he's going to have to bring two other people to make that bedin.
Right. Okay. All right, now. The Gemara says, "Lama lulim in the Ra'u Beitin b'chol Yisrael." So the Gemara wants to say, in other words, the Gemara takes the first halacha is basically that they didn't have time to say Mekudash on Shecha Shecha. Nightfall came before. So what difference if the Beis Din saw it or Kol Yisrael saw it? In other words, he says Ra'u Beitin b'chol Yisrael. The Beis Din saw it and Kol Yisrael saw it. So even if the Beis Din would see it, but they didn't have time to say Mekudash, so Mela, then it's Meubar. So what? Why is the Tana add on the B'chol Yisrael? So Itzrich, Safdech Amina, Hovru Beitin Mechol Yisrael, I would have thought, since the Bezin saw it, and it means Kol Yisrael, it means like everybody saw the new moon, Yifarsam Allah, Belalabrua. It's like so open and notorious that the new moon was visible on Monday. But we didn't have time on Monday to be Kaddish the thing before nightfall. So I was saying, since it's so publicized, they shouldn't intercalate the month. In other words, they'll be Mekadosh the Chodesh, and they'll declare yesterday was Rosh Chodesh. So Kamash Malan, that's not the case. We came in the Tanalei Ru Beitin Mechol Yisrael, so now that he told me the first case, Ru Beitin Mechol Yisrael, and nightfall came before they could declare Mekudash, Nekru Eidim Lamali. Why do I need, now, the Gemara thinks in the Havamina, the Nekru Eidim is part of one case. We think it's just one case. Ru Beitin, Mechol Yisrael, and Nechru Ha'edim. And the Edim were interrogated. Why do we need that? The key is that there wasn't time to declare Rosh Chodesh. So Hachi Kamar, this is what the Mishnah means. Inami Nechru Ha'edim. Or in the alternative, Edim were interrogated. He says, V'lo espiku l'mar mekudesh ha-shechashecha reizim u'ubar. Became the Tanan shechashecha reizim u'ubar. So what do I need the Chakir to Eidim? The main halakha was that if Bezin doesn't declare Mekudesh for nightfall, so then that month will be a Malay month. So why do I need this thing about Chakir to Eidim? So the Gemara says that Itzrik was necessary, because I would have thought, that why can't Chakir to Eidim be the equivalent of Tchiladin? Tchiladin is the beginning of the adjudication of the case in like a DNA mamono. Umekudesh mekudesh kegmar din. Mekudesh mekudesh is the finality, the final ruling of the Bez Din. Lekadshe belelya. I would have thought that now they have like a green light to be mekadesh at night, meaning to have a DNA mamono, like we see by DNA mamono. It was going to be, if you begin the din during the day, you can complete it at night. So if they already were Nechru Ha'edim, the Edim were interrogated during the day, and the nightfall came, why can't it be like DNA Mamonot that I'll declare the final Pesach in at night? Titnan, we learned the Mishnah Masechet Sanhedrin, DNA Mamonot Dan in Bayom, that it was DNA Mamonot, we judge it during the day, the Gomer in Balayla, but we're allowed to conclude the case at night. He says, Hakanami, Mekadshim Balelya, so I would have thought that I could be Mekadosh Lechodesh at night. He says, Kamash Malon. So Kamash Malon, that I can't do that. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema Hachanami. So why not? It sounds like a wonderful analogy. Why can't we Mekadosh? Well, begin the day, the judgment during the day, and then be Mekadosh the Chodesh at night. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Ki Chok L'Yisrael Hu, Mishpat L'Lokei Yaakov. Chok is referring to the declaration of the Bezdin that it's Mekudash. And the Gemara had that earlier by Rosh Hashanah. Rashi brings it down. He says in Daf Chet, Ichok l'Yisrael hu, Mishpat l'Elokei Yaakov, a law of the God of Jacob. Eimat habichok, when is it a chok, meaning when you're declaring Kiddush HaChodesh, that's Big Mardin. Bekakari le'Rachmana Mishpat, the Torah calls it Mishpat, Ma Mishpat Bayom, Af Hachanami Bayom. In other words, Mishpat means even the beginning of the judgment, but the chok is like the Mishpat. In other words, the declaration of Kiddush HaChodesh has the same halach as the Mishpat, which is the beginning of the din, and that has to be during the day. All right. Who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? All right. I'm going on. Now. All right. So we're around eight lines from the bottom in the small Dalet. Re'u Beitin Yamdu Shnayim Ve'idu B'fneihem. Now, we think in the Havamina that the second case in the Mishnah is that the Beis Din saw the moon during the day. And then two people will get up and testify before them. Then two of their members will get up and testify before them. Vamai lo tehe shmi gedol miriya. Says why should vamai ? Lo tehe shmi gedol miriya. Why do two? In other words, all the members of the Beis Din saw the new moon, and then why do two of the members have to testify before the Beis Din? Shmiya isn't stronger than riya. In other words, eno domes shmiya la riya. Riya is the greatest proof. If I see it. So if I've seen it, why do I need people to testify to it? So he says, "I'm Reb Zera, don't shiru b'layla." So Reb Zera says the Mishnah is talking about they saw it at night. So at night you can't have edus. So at night you can't declare the Kodesh Mekudesh. So the next day So the way Rabbi Packer said, you need Haggadah Eidus the next day. I need testimony. I can't just get forward and do it. If I saw it at that moment, then I can Mekadosh it. But the next day, I need Haggadah Eidus, and that's why they have to come and testify. All right, now, let's see further in the Gemara. Ra'u Shlosha v'zeh Bein Beitin, if three Dayanim saw it, and they're a Bezdin, Yamdu Shnayim v'yoshiv mechaberim etzel yachid. So, two of them should go testify. Now I have one Dayan left. The one Dayan will get some more chaberim and join him. So the Gemara says, Amai, why do we have to do that? Hachanami neimelo teshmiya gedol miriya. He says, so what, if they saw it, what, why do they need the testimony? V'chitema hachanami gon shru b'layla. Maybe you say, well, here also they saw it at night. Hainuhach. That's the same as the case before. So the Gemara says, sefer itzdrichalei. You're right. In other words, in Achinami, it could have taken place where they saw it at night. Now it's the next day. And that part isn't cutting new ground, so they have to give testimony. But sefer itzdrichalei. The Tana is focused on the last halakha. The Eina Yachid Ne'eman al yedei atzmo. That's the halakha the Tana wants to address. That I can't have one judge be Mekadosh the Chodesh. Because I would have thought, Hoil Batanya, since we learned in the Braisa, Dini Mamoto Peshlosha, Dini Mamoto, I need three Dayanim for Dini Mamoto, for monetary matters. But if he's Mumchla Rabim, he's a tremendous expert and proficient in the field, he says, Dan Afil Biyachid, then even one judge is sufficient. So he says, Hachanami Nikachiv Yechidi. So I might have thought, by Kiddush HaKodesh, maybe this one judge, he's a mumcha, so he can declare it to be Rosh Chodesh, Kama Shvalan. So the Tana is teaching me that we're never Mekadosh the Chodesh with one judge. The Eima HaChanani, so why can't we say, why Taka, that's a great argument. Why can't one judge, if he's mumcha, declare it Rosh Chodesh? Ein lecha mumcha l'rabim b'Yisrael, yotir mi-Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara says, there's no greater mumcha for Klal Yisrael than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu will give out the whole Torah from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Kamalei Kaddish Baruch Hu Adika Aaron Badach, and a Kaddish Baruch Hu said to him, he says to Moshe the Aaron, HaChodesh Zeh Lechem Rosh Chodeshim. This Chodesh is Rosh Chodeshim. So the Arskel said it means he's saying to you to take Aaron and take a third person with you. That's what the Arskel had it. The way Rav Simon said it once is a Kaddish Baruch Hu saying I'm going to be the third person in the Bezdin. But either way, you need a Bezdin. So, Mela, that's the din. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, you need a bezin of three, no matter how much of a mumcha anybody is. Now, the Gemara says on the bottom line on Kaf Hayamid Beis, Lameinra de aid nasadayim. So it means, it sounds like if a person has the potential that he could be a witness, he can nevertheless be a dayan in the case, because we had where two of the members of the Bezdin saw it, the other members are going to be the Dayanim, or the three Dayanim saw it, and two are going to be the Edim, and one's going to be the Dayan, and he's going to take two other Chaverim, but the Eid, not the Dayan. So even though he's a witness to the underlying facts, he could nevertheless be a Dayan. So Lema Manithin Lok Rabbi Akiva. So it sounds like then that our Mishnah must not follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, the Tanya, because we learned the Braisa, Sanhedrin Shiru Echad Shiragan Nefesh. If the Sanhedrin saw somebody kill somebody, and it could be a Sanhedrin, I don't know if it's 71 or 23, but they saw somebody kill, they saw Reuben kill Shimon. Mixatan Nasu Edim, Umistan Nasu Dayanim Dibber Rabbi Tarfon. So according to Rabbi Tarfon, two of them could be the Edim, and there were other remaining Dayanim could adjudicate the case. This is Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kula Nasim Edim. Akiva says they all are potentially Edim in this murder case. The ain aid, not a dayan. So an aid can never be a dayan. A witness to a fact can never be a dayan, if I'm judging that case. So Mela, the our Mishnah that says that the members of the Bezdin that saw the new moon, they could be dayan, and we think it's not like Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, I feel the same Rabbi Akiva. You could say our Mishnah is in accordance with Rabbi Akiva. Ad kan lo kumar Rabbi Akiva hatam, el bin nefasho. Rabbi Akiva only made a statement by Dini Nefasho, by a capital crime, a murder case. He says, the Rahman Amar, B'Shatua Eda, B'Tzidua Eda. The Torah says, the Eda, which means the members of Sanhedrin, and a murder case is judged by 23 Dayanim, that the members of Sanhedrin have to judge the case, B'Tzidua Eda. You with me, Daniel? There's a charge on the Dayanim to try to be Malami Zichus, to try to learn exculpatory arguments on behalf of the defendant. Having seen Reuben kill Shimon, they're not going to be able to be Malami Zichus for Reuben. In other words, why would I want to be Malami Zichus? This guy, I saw this guy murder him. He says, here, it could be that Rabbi Akiva would say the fact that they saw the new moon, that's not a bar for them to be Dayan in a case. Okay, one minute. Let me just say a few more words. And then this
so it could
be
have been written by Rabbi Akiva.
Right. That's what the Gemara says. It could be Rabbi Akiva. Now let's take a look. One second. Let's take a look. Today's Chav Pei. All right. All right. I'll do a story. Michael's not here, so we'll try story tonight. Okay. All right. Here's story. Okay. Now, when Rabbi Yeshua differed with Rabbi Gamliel regarding the calculation of the Chodesh, Rabbi Gamliel commanded Rabbi Yeshua to appear before him on his Yom Kippur, carrying his walking staff and purse. This would be a sign that Rabbi Yeshua submitted his own opinion to the authority of Rabbi Gamliel's opinion. Once, a young man with a long list of distinguished ancestors came to Rabbi Cheskel of Kozmir, Tzitzal. Rabbi Cheskel said to him, I would like to give you a blessing. May you always bring a lot of money when you come to me to learn how to be a good Jew. The young man asked the Rebbe, why did you mention money specifically? The Rebbe responded immediately with a proof from today's daf. On Rosh Hashanah Chaf Hei, we find that Rabbi Gamliel ordered Rabbi Yeshua to appear before him with his staff and his money. Since the actual forbidden activity demanded of him there is carrying on Yom Kippur, isn't the part about the money redundant? The staff alone would should suffice for this purpose. In other words, he wants him to be Mechalel Yom Kippur. So if he's carrying his makel, he's already violating the din of Yom Kippur. Why does he need to bring the money? One way to explain it is Rabbi Gamliel was telling Rabbi Yeshua to bring money for expenses because he wasn't about to pay for anyone else's keep. Anyway, this is similar to an exchange between Rav Nassim Steinhardt and Nemirov Zitzal and his son. After Rav Yitzchak Zitzal had married and learned for several good years with his father's support, Rav Nassim told him that the time had come for him to fend for himself. The number of years that I committed to support you are over, and I cannot carry the load of you and your family any longer, he said. Rav Yitzchak asked why. His father explained, I have enough bitachon for myself and my own family, but I can't work on bitachon for you and your growing family as well. That is for you to do. All right. So I don't know. All right. That's it for tonight. Okay. Let me end the recording.